Chris Clark and David Harrison here previewing this weekend Sunday night football matchup between Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs on this Crossover Thursday episode here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bucs Nation? What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome to this Crossover Thursday episode of the Locked On Bucs and Locked On Chiefs podcast. Both shows part of the Locked On Podcast Network, free and available wherever you download podcasts and on YouTube. And of course, we thank you for making us first listen of the day. I'm David Harrison, writer for BucsGameDay.com, part of Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation, and one of the hosts of the Locked On Bucs. And my partner today, Chris Clark, one of the hosts of Locked On Chiefs podcast and founder of Chiefs Corner. Find both of us on Twitter. I'm at dharrison82 and Chris is at chrisclarknfl. Crossover Thursday is presented by our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is so much fun and it's easy to play. No competing with other players, just you versus the projections available. Pick 2 to 5 players. If they score more or less in their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. It can literally take less than 60 seconds to enter. It's that easy. We love Prize Picks and we know you will too. First-time users, you can get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. Again, it's prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Locked On. Chris, we've got a major matchup, Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, potentially the final time we're going to see this. And, of course, it's all going down in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, or in Minneapolis, Minnesota, right, depending on what Hurricane Ian decides to do right now. As we record Wednesday evening, so far so good. Raymond James Stadium undamaged. There are some winds, there are some rain. It looks like the path is actually kind of veering away from the Tampa area. Of course, we hope that everybody who is in the path is safe and sound. That is first and foremost the main priority. But of course, this is NFL show, so we're going to talk football. And hey, you know what? If you're out there in the storm, or if you've evacuated away from the storm, maybe we can give you a little bit of break from all of that stress in life. But we do hope everybody out there is safe and sound. Chris, wherever the Chiefs face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend, going 2-1 in the first three games, a disappointing loss, to say the least, to the Indianapolis Colts. What is the biggest story for the Kansas City Chiefs coming into this game?
That they lost to the Colts. It's really hard for me to look at going. I was actually at the Chargers game, and I watched that game, and I watched how they played. Offense didn't play great. I think the Chargers have a fantastic defense. I think that played into it. And then they were actually able to get some stops on defense that I was very happy with for the Chiefs defense against the Chargers offense. And then to go into that game where you have this huge win against a divisional opponent on Thursday night, you have a mini bye basically, and you go up against a Colts team that is 0-2 and should be an easy team to beat. And you basically spot them 14 points on special teams.
Yeah.
You're never going to win like that. And quite honestly, if the Chiefs defense only allows 20 points in a game, there should be no question that the Kansas City Chiefs won the game. I'm sorry, their offense is too good against almost any defense in the NFL to score less than 20 points a game and lose. So yep, a lot of it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would agree with that sentiment. I mean, I know a lot, you know, some people are going to scoff and say, oh, that's homerism or whatever. But look, the league average in the NFL usually hovers around 25, 26 points. I don't know exactly where it is right now. The Kansas City Chiefs offense is not average. I mean, I know Tyreek Hill isn't there. I know maybe Clyde Edwards-Helaire hasn't become like the generational talent running back that some people thought he might. But that's a very talented roster, like you said, very talented quarterback, to say the least. And yeah, 24, 25 points, like minimum weekly. That should be like the expectation, no matter who the defense is, to be quite honest with you. And even going up against the Buccaneers defense, who's been doing very, very well, I will tell you, it's going to be a harder time for them to get to 24, 25 points than it would have been against the Indianapolis Colts. So certainly something to watch there. If you can't do it against the Colts defense, which is still good, by a lot of measures as well, hard to imagine you're going to be able to do it against this Buccaneers defense. But hey, a new Sunday, a new week, a new opportunity. So a great storyline for the Kansas City Chiefs coming into this game. I listened to Travis and Jason Kelsey's podcast. Actually on my way home from practice, from Commanders practice on Wednesday. And Travis Kelsey, very upset with himself, basically put the loss on himself, which I think a lot of players would do. Basically said, his drops were the reason they lost that game. And I'm not going to argue with Travis Kelce for many reasons, including that he's much more talented than I am. But the biggest story for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, obviously, again, Hurricane Ian, a huge, huge story. But once the Buccaneers take the field, the main story for the Buccaneers is going to be the lack of a passing game. And you're going to hear that come up as a theme as we get further into this episode. And really, it's kind of the theme of the season so far and what the Buccaneers had to do going 2-1 on the season. And quite honestly, should be 3-0. You talk about the Chiefs playing a team they should have beat. Going back to that Green Bay Packers game, honestly, the Buccaneers should have won that game as well. I'll get a little bit more into why that is when we get to our matchups. But right now, because of the lack of weapons, because of injuries to Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, Mike Evans, a little bit hobbled, but also his suspension, obviously. No Rob Gronkowski because he's retired. The offensive line changes. This passing game has just not gotten on the same page the way that we're used to seeing them. And because of that, Leonard Fournette is getting run into the ground. This man is on pace for 929 snaps. My listeners and viewers, these numbers are going to be a little bit familiar, but I'm going to get through them a little bit quicker than I did the last time you heard them. Chris, the most snaps that Leonard Fournette has ever played in his career, 904. So that's 25 more snaps. Not a huge difference, right? But he's also on pace for 374 touches, which is 36 more touches than his current career high. I'm not done yet. He's on pace for 323 carries, which is almost 60 carries more than Leonard Fournette has ever had in his career in a single season. Right now, he is on pace to surpass his career high in carries in less than 15 games. Leonard Fournette has also never played more than 15 games in a single season because of injuries. This is not a running back that is known for just being healthy all year long. And look, he's a running back. That's not shade, but the Buccaneers cannot afford to run Leonard Fournette the way that they have been. If they continue to do it, they're going to pay for it. And right now, if they have to pay for that in terms of injury, they don't have a passing game to really come in and bail them out. Leonard Fournette on Wednesday was reportedly talking to Rashad White, the rookie of Arizona State, and Keyshawn Vaughn, backup running back, basically told them, look, guys, we can't keep up the pace. You're going to have to come in and take touches. You're going to have to produce. So far, we haven't seen any backup running backs really produce for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, if you stop Leonard Fournette right now with this Buccaneers offense, you may stop their offense altogether, force that rookie and that third-year running back that really hasn't proven himself completely onto the field a little bit more, and that's going to be your chance to keep their score low while you may struggle to hit 24, 25 points yourself.
Well, and I think the big thing for me is looking at that those types of numbers and those types of carries. I go back to what Larry Johnson did in Kansas City, and yeah. You look at his huge season where he had close to 400 carries. I mean, it just was insane numbers. He basically was done 2 years later. I mean, Fournette is – you're absolutely right. He's not built to be a bell cow type running back. He's built to be a guy that gets the ball on a regular basis, but not at that magnitude. So that's definitely going to be something to watch. And while it's not going to be as big of an issue, I think, in week four, mm-hmm. if he's not available in week 12, 13, 14, the Bucs are going to have a very hard time offensively, especially if they can't get their passing game going, which is going to be something we're going to have to talk about in matchups, because the offensive line is also something that's worrisome, at least in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. So two big storylines to watch. Of course, there are more storylines. Like you just mentioned, we'll get into some of those other storylines as we get into our key matchups that are going to decide who wins this game. Is it going to be Chiefs? Is it going to be Bucks? Both of these teams are teams I call tournament teams. They're just looking at postseason football, but if you don't have your players healthy for postseason football, it doesn't matter when you get into the tournament or what seed you have. Of course, those key matchups are coming up. But first, we're going to talk about our friends over at betonline.net, your number one source for football betting this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. As always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. It's the fastest way and the easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, golf, and of course, the National Football League season. So head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more at BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, guys, back here now in the Locked On Bucks and the Locked On Chiefs podcast on this crossover Thursday, the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And Chris, you mentioned those key matchups. We've got some key matchups for this game. I'm going to kick it back over to you. What is your key matchup between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers this weekend?
I think it has to go to the offensive line of the Tampa Bay Bucks versus this Chiefs defensive line. And while it didn't play great, Chris Jones looks like he's missing practice. which that's going to be a concern for Kansas City if he's not able to go. That Bucs offensive line is not the same line that the Brady's had, and he's had success with in Tampa Bay, so that's going to be something to watch. If Kansas City can get pressure in the middle of the offensive line specifically, that's going to cause Tom Brady issues. It always has in his past. I'm not saying he can't still play great. He can, but he does not like pressure that comes right through the middle, and if the Chiefs can find a way to create that, that's going to be a big boon for this defense.
Yeah, absolutely, and you look at it, Ryan Jensen injured for the majority of the season, not, you know, hasn't been determined that he's going to be gone for the entire season. We're kind of looking at maybe a late season, maybe playoff return for Big Red there. And Lord knows they could use him. Ali Marpet, the left guard, is retired. And then right guard Alex Kappa signed with Cincinnati Bengals. We got an entirely new interior offensive line for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then starting left tackle Donovan Smith has missed some time with an elbow injury. A limited participant on Wednesday, so maybe he's working his way towards his return. But really, it's been a pain management situation this entire time. Not really a structural damage situation, just more of a pain management type situation. So who knows how long that's going to take. And then you've got four wide receivers, Russell Gage, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, and Brashad Perryman, all limited or not participating in practice on Wednesday with various injuries. And that honestly is why the passing game has been so bogged down to some of these injuries, to some of these receivers, and some of these guys just not stepping up. Scotty Miller is a guy that Green Bay Packers fans hate. I personally love, was a fan of him. He made the roster, really has not lived up to that roster spot, which has led to a lot of this ineptitude in the Buccaneers passing game, which is my key matchup, which is going to sound a little weird. And look, Chiefs fans, this is not meant to be disrespectful at all, but it's the Buccaneers pass offense versus itself. And that's not to say the Chiefs defense isn't going to have a role in this. Obviously, like you said, Chris, the pass rush is going to be a huge factor on this. And of course, those DBs there, for the Kansas City Chiefs, they get paid too. They're NFL players too. They have something to say in this whole thing. But when this Buccaneers offense is out there, they have created opportunities. What they haven't done is capitalize on those opportunities. Week one against the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Brady, 18 for 27. Not a bad line. 212 yards, kind of low, but not too low. A touchdown, interception, 87.3 QBR, little under average, sacked twice. The problem in Dallas wasn't moving the ball. They moved the ball quite often. It was capitalizing, getting touchdowns. Only one touchdown kept that game closer than it should have been. They got the win. You escape. You say, okay, we live another week. Then you go to New Orleans. 18 completions again. Back-to-back weeks with 18 completions. The problem here is Tom Brady attempted almost 10 more passes in this game than he did the week before. 18 for 34 against the Saints. 190 yards passing, which is super low for almost any quarterback. One touchdown, a lost fumble. In that game, 79.3 QBR. Now we're getting below average. Week three versus the Green Bay Packers, you bring it back up a little bit. 31 for 42, 271 yards, a touchdown, 98.4 QBR, above average, looking good. Here's the problem. Fumbles lost by Brashad Perryman and Russell Gage, two receivers they had to rely on last week against the Green Bay Packers, two receivers who were also on the injury report this week, getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Tom Brady sacked three times. So when I talk about this passing game getting in their own way, when they are able to do things, move the ball, dictate pace against defense, they're either not finding the end zone or they're turning the ball over via sack fumbles, via a few interceptions, or via fumbles from receivers, or they're just disconnected, misfiring on passes. Watching Tom Brady in New Orleans from the roof of the Superdome as I look down from the press box, I mean, obviously, I have a better view than Tom, so I'm not, you know, this isn't shade towards the GOAT, but he's missing routes. He's missing guys that are open that typically Tom Brady would find. So this Buccaneers offense has to find a way, because there are opportunities, but they always find this hurdle in themselves to keep themselves from capitalizing on those opportunities.
Yeah, and I think that you start looking at what that's going to mean for Tom Brady, and I know that there are people questioning whether or not this is the end of his tenure in the NFL, and I really hate going that direction because it's Tom Brady. I mean, he's proven that he can play in this league. He's proven, you know, a couple of years ago it was a game against Kansas City that made people think that Tom was done.
Yeah,
and he came back and look, he's still playing. And I can't even remember how many years ago that was. He was with the Patriots, so obviously it's a long time ago.
Yeah,
but you look at what this is going to mean for this team, and you look at what it means for Kansas City. Kansas City needs to win this game. This is a game that, quite honestly, I would have said 2 weeks ago that Kansas City should win, not necessarily because I think they're that much better of a team, but because of how bad the Bucs looked at the time. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were winning, but they weren't winning pretty, and they were struggling with the passing game. And as you've said, Mike Evans coming back from suspension is going to help. Yep. If they can get Chris Godwin back, that's going to help as well. Russell Gage, Donovan Smith, all those guys could really help this offense. But the big key, and I know we talked about this earlier, and I'm not going to get back into it a lot, but the interior pressure, if they're going to get pressure on Tom Brady, that's going to cause issues for him. It always has in his career, and I think that continues. For me, the second matchup that I'm really going to be watching is how does Kansas City deal with the pressure that Tampa Bay is going to try to send to Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Because Tampa Bay, and I know we're talking about this week's game and Raymond James, hopefully, but Tampa Bay is the reason Kansas City went out and invested so much in the offensive line 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. That game in the Super Bowl is the reason they have the offensive line they have right now. How is Kansas City going to deal with the pressure that Tampa Bay is going to send? How is this offensive line going to step up and try to keep Mahomes healthy and upright in this game?
Yeah, no, that's going to be huge. You know the Buccaneers are going to be bringing pressure. I mean, they're going to bring pressure no matter who you are, no matter what your offensive line is. But like you said, a different unit than the one that the Buccaneers saw and were able to exploit in Super Bowl 55. So certainly completely different circumstances. Might be the same uniforms, same quarterbacks, same venue, different teams for several different reasons. So this game is likely going to look a little bit different. And I mean, you could kind of build on that matchup, right? The pass rush, if they can get some pressure, if they can get Patrick Mahomes kind of scrambling a little bit, we know this is not a guy that likes to give up on plays. And every once in a while, he's going to make a super amazing play. More often than not, it's going to be a super amazing play. But every once in a while, he throws the ball into danger. And so far, this Buccaneers defense, one of the league leaders in takeaways right now, has been very, very opportunistic. And I know Jamel Dean especially is just waiting to get his hands on a Patrick Mahomes pass if he can this Sunday night. That's going to go down on the field. That's going to go down in one of two stadiums, again, Raymond James Stadium, or it's going to happen in Minneapolis. The NFL has confirmed that that is the alternate site if Hurricane Ian does derail this thing. But either way, you're going to have Bucks Chiefs Sunday Night Football. We're going to tell you who is going to win that contest, and we're going to do so thanks to friends of ours over at Brightco. Imagine this with me, everybody. You're ready to settle down. Not only are you ready to settle down, but you found the perfect woman to do it with. She loves the same sport you do. She even loves the same team you do. And she hates the same team that you hate. It's perfect. And the best place to pop the question to your soulmate is at Yankee Stadium while they're beating the Red Sox. I mean, it couldn't be more perfect, right? But then you drop the ring. Next thing you know, there's a whole lot of money and a perfect proposal lying on this beer-stained, sugar-covered floor of a baseball stadium. And about 100 feet with dirty shoes are stepping all around the area, helping you look for your magical symbol of love. That's what happened to one love-struck groom-to-be. And fortunately, the fans around him helped him find the ring and gave it back to him. Really classy move out there in New York City. But it could have gone much, much worse. Not only could the proposal have been botched, but all that money could have disappeared along with his perfect plan. But our friends at Brightco Jewelry Insurance can help protect you from one of those potential pitfalls with jewelry insurance to make sure you get a replacement for the full value of that ring if something happens to it. No matter what, if it's lost, stolen by a jealous Red Sox fan, or you just misplaced it and don't know where it went, go to bright.co/lockedon to find the easiest, fastest, and cheapest way to cover your butt with the best jewelry insurance in the business. For $5 a month, Brightco can't keep you from going viral for the wrong reasons, but they can give you totally comprehensive coverage that's super affordable. Again, that website is bright.co/lockedon. All right, the final segment here on this Crossover Thursday episode of Locked On Bucks, Locked On Chiefs podcast. Chris Clark and David Harrison here with you. Now we're going to tell you who is going to win this game. Chris, Chiefs on the road. Patrick Mahomes bringing Travis Kelce, upset about losing to the Indianapolis Colts, to say the least, in to face Tom Brady and whichever receivers he has on the field. 8:20 p.m. Eastern time, Sunday night football, where we're going to wait all weekend for it. Who wins and by what score?
I know people are going to say I'm being a homer here. I think Kansas City wins. I think that they got embarrassed on Sunday, and I don't think that they're going to take that lightly. I think that's part of it, and I do think that they weren't necessarily prepared. They overlooked a Colts team that they shouldn't have overlooked, and I think that that is going to play into this game. I'm not going to say it's going to be a high-scoring game because I think the Chiefs' defense is better than they're getting credit for in some instances. In all reality, to me, they didn't give up that first touchdown. When you give the team the ball on the four-yard line, I'm sorry, yeah, you can't pin that on the defense.
Right.
That's not defensive points. So, to me, I think Kansas City's defense is better, so I think that that's going to help. I'm not going to say they're better than the Bucs. I'm just saying they're better than they have been in the past. And then you look at the offense. I think that they are continuing trying to get Juju involved. They're trying to get MVS involved. And a lot of people forget that on the first drive Kansas City had, Mahomes missed MVS on a deep ball. If he hits him, that game goes completely differently, and they're probably 3-0 at this point. Mm-hmm. He missed it, and he's done that a couple of times this season, in the preseason, and now in the regular season. Eventually, they're going to get that down. I don't know that it's going to be this week, but I still think that this offense is going to put up at least 25, maybe 27 points. So I'm going to go 27, probably 27-20 Kansas City.
All right, 27-20 Kansas City Chiefs winning this one. Look, this is a battle of two teams who both feel like they should be 3-0 and both have evidence on the tape of why they should be 3-0, right? Both these teams feel like they left a W on the field the last time they were out there looking to make up for it this week with a big win over a playoff contender, a Super Bowl contender as well. And look, you mentioned not necessarily saying the Chiefs are better than the Buccaneers. You don't got to be better than them generally. You got to be better than them this week. And for the Buccaneers, there's a lot of wounded ducks out there in the wide receiver room. But only one of these teams, Chris, is getting a number one receiver back on the field looking for vengeance, and that is Mike Evans. Doesn't feel like he should have been suspended. Probably feels like if he was out there on the field against the Green Bay Packers, they come away with that win. So he's looking to show that he is what everybody thinks that the Buccaneers were missing last week. I still don't think it's a high-scoring affair. In fact, you actually have it higher scoring than I do, but I do think Mike Evans is the difference. The Buccaneers cover the spread because, I mean, you almost kind of have to in a one-point spread, right? Buccaneers 24, Chiefs 21. I think both offenses are going a little bit, but the defense is kind of story. But look, to your point, I mean, honestly, when we're talking about this game, there is one unit outside the special teams, because let's be honest, unless you have Devin Hester, nobody's really talking about special teams, right? But nobody's really talking about the Chiefs defense as being the catalyst for why one of these teams is going to win this game. So, hey, maybe those guys are sitting in the locker room and say, hey, guys, we play football too, and we're going to come show you why we're impactful. But either way, we have both of these teams. Basically, if you want to bet Chiefs, you can take them against the spread. If you want to bet Bucks, you can take them with the points. That's what we think is going to happen. So recapping this Crossover Thursday episode, for me, the biggest story in this game has to be the overusage of Leonard Fournette so far this season and whether or not that's going to continue. And if it's not going to continue, how those backup running backs are going to do. And then the Buccaneers passing offense getting in the way of itself. When they do move the ball, they don't score. When they don't score, sometimes they don't even move the ball. And then the receivers, when they do get great passes from Tom Brady, they're leaving them on the field for the other team. And Chris, I've got the Buccaneers 3-point win, 24-21 over the Chiefs.
Yeah, and my big story is still Kansas City's loss to the Colts. And I think them overlooking a great scenario of being 3-0 to this point. I would have taken 2-1 if they would have lost the Chargers, but to the Colts, it just doesn't really fit. And honestly, my biggest takeaway in matchup in this game is going to be the offensive line of Tampa Bay versus the Kansas City defensive line. If Kansas City can create any kind of pressure, that's really going to help their defense. And I agree with you. I think that Mike Evans is going to be out there looking for vengeance. I completely agree that I think he could be a big part of this game plan. But if you're Kansas City, you have to know that going in, and you have to have a plan for it. Now, whether or not you can make that plan successful is going to be another story. And I think that's going to be a great storyline in this game. And again, yeah, I have the Chiefs 27, the Buccaneers 20.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, Mike Evans is not the only one out there looking to redeem himself, right? Travis Kelce is certainly unhappy with this performance against Indianapolis. Would love to put on a show in prime time. And look, as a football fan, I got to tell you, every time Travis Kelce scores a touchdown, it's entertaining what happens after the fact. So if that happens, at least we get some entertainment. Hopefully, guys, this Crossover Thursday episode has been entertaining for you, Locked On Bucks, Locked On Chiefs listeners and viewers. Now make your second listener view. The Peacock and Williamson NFL show, Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson, give you the expert analysis in less than 30 minutes, free and available wherever you get podcasts. Come back tomorrow. James Jarko and I, Ryan Tracy and Chris, lay down their final thoughts ahead of this big Sunday night football matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. I'm not sure what chapter it is, but it's probably the last one until we speak again. Bucks fans, if you got something to say, let us hear it or read it by sending it to LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com or drop it in the voicemail box at 813-444-5841. Chiefs fans, if you want to talk some trash, go ahead and drop it in there as well. We'll gladly hear from you. Until we speak again, make sure you're checking out BucksGameDay.com and KCChiefsCorner.com. Follow us on Twitter at DHarrison82 and at ChrisClarkNFL. If you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another, enjoy the game, and thank you for joining us on the Locked On Bucks and Locked On Chiefs podcast for this Crossover Thursday on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.